Yes, sir.
Firework here. Okay. This is a regular meeting of the Grantsville City Council. For the record, today's date is August 21st, 2024, and the time is 7 p.m. This meeting is being held in the Grantsville City offices located at 429 East Main Street, Grantsville, Utah, and on Zoom. I'm Mayor Neil Pritchard, and all council members are present. Will you join me in the pledge of allegiance?
Sure.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, first order of business is public comments. Anybody that has any public comments?
Good evening, Mayor, City Council. Now, I come before y'all again this meeting with much disappointment to see that there, since the last time I was here, notifying the city of a complaint from multiple residents that there's not a single discussion item, not a single working group to discuss this ongoing issue of the wanton violation of our city ordinances by developers operating in Grantsville. So since the city has chosen not to enforce the ordinances nor state rules around protecting its citizens and our health and well-being as well as our property, you're leaving us with no action, no option other than to seek legal remedy. So my attorney is investigating what is required, how many citizens I need to create a class action, naming the city, the police department, as well as the developers for the wanton violation for failure to enforce the ordinances that are already on the books. I find it very interesting that tonight on the agenda is a great example of the city's failure to enforce the laws that are on the book. The UHV is a great example of that. You don't enforce the law, you don't enforce the rules, and then when it goes sideways, you either knee-jerk, and we as the citizens continue to pay the price for this in ongoing costs, in ongoing loss of our freedoms, ongoing loss of conveniences, while y'all sit up there and do nothing to protect the citizens in your thirst for nothing but revenue for the city, as we see more and more developments going on, and the developers allowed to just run roughshod over the citizens and residents of this city. I find that completely unacceptable. So we are going to seek legal remedies to this because the city council has been notified and has refused to take any action. I challenge you to go around to these developments and witness for yourself the violations that the police department is not enforcing. Everything from uncovered dumpsters, dumpsters on public streets, no dust mitigation. I find it troubling when I was sending a grammar request to the city can't tell me how many times they have reviewed in these developments compliance to our state rule, our 307 through 309, which is a state requirement to protect the citizens and our air quality and our health. The city couldn't answer that question. They referred me to the website. Now, I already know the answer. I wouldn't have asked the question if I didn't know what the answer was. They've already pulled the information for me. Find it interesting that Grantsville, out of all the developments going on, these developers have followed the rules and have filed it one area in this valley, and that's Lake Point. So they can't claim ignorance. So what is it? Lake Point cares more about its citizens than Grantsville. City Council cares about its citizens. Because these developers are aware of this rule, but they wantonly violate it, just like they violate the other city ordinances and laws that are on the books, because this body allows that to continue to occur, as well as the police department, who does not enforce the laws that are on the book, similar to the UHV issue that y'all will be discussing tonight. With that, appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else have a public comment like to make? Seeing none, we'll close that item. Summary action items. Approval of minutes from the June 19, 2024 regular meeting and the August 7, 2024 regular meeting. A chance to look at those.
Mayor, I make a motion that we approve the
Minutes from the June 19th, 2024 regular meeting and the August 7th, 2024 regular meeting.
Got a motion and a second. Is there a second? Second. Motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, approval of the bills. Guys have a chance to look at those?
Yeah. I make a motion to approve the bills as presented.
I'll second that.
A motion and a second. Any discussion on these? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay. Number three, consideration of ordinance 2024-27, amending Chapter 13, zoning district establishment of the Grantsville Land Use Management and Development Code. Yep, that'd be you, Shelby.
So this is just basically adding that to the list.
Yeah, so it's just required to be on that. As I was reviewing the land use ordinances, I noticed that Chapter 19A was not on there, so.
I was kind of hoping that, like, mixed use wasn't on our record, so we could go back and say all the mixed use, like, sorry, that's not on our ordinance. We'll have to rezone that, but I saw that it was just left off the list, so I was kind of bummed.
Okay. A lot of us do wish it was. Okay. Any other comments? Any motion?
I move that we approve ordinance 2024-27, amending Chapter 13, Zoning District Establishment of the Grantsville Land Use Management and Development Code.
A motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Number four, consideration of ordinance 2024-28, amending Chapter 21.2.11 subdivision regulations determining the appropriate process of the Grantsville Land Use Management and Development Codes.
So on this one, you can see on page three, we are just updating the reference to the state code and where the document should go after approval.
So it says the same thing, right? It's just switching the order, like,
yeah.
So we're just cleaning up.
I'll make the motion, but can you get back to the, mine's not downloading fast enough, but back to the top, the title?
Yeah.
So I make a motion that we approve consideration of ordinance 2024-28, amending Chapter 21.2.11 subdivision regulations, determination of appropriate process of the Grantsville Land Use and Development Code.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Number five, consideration of resolution 2024-52, approving the final plat for Matthews Meadows Phase 2.
Hello?
How are you doing?
Good.
State your name.
Matt Christensen from Focus Engineering.
Do you have any questions for that?
What are you going to do to keep the dust down on this development?
That's a good question.
Yeah, where's the builder at?
Sean is out of town today. So
make a motion to table this, this resolution.
Motion.
They do have water trucks that they can use to make sure that they keep the dust down.
You tell him when he comes back in, we'll talk about that, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, motion to table it. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. Tell Sean to come see us. I have had two conversations with him. one last week, one before that, and one this week, Monday.
Was the same question asked when you approved Heritage Farms 2 weeks ago?
No, I guarantee you.
Okay.
But he needs to come in. All right.
Can I just say something about the Matthews Meadow subdivision? And I live nearby that, and my house isn't directly in the line of fire, but my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law are directly in the line of fire of that when the south wind does blow. And phase one was an absolute mess as they were moving all that dirt in and out of there over the last probably 12 to 14 months. And we had a comment earlier today about dust, and we listened to it last time about the Bonneville floor base and you know, minerals, chemicals, and all that. And you know, maybe we just need to, I mean, the builder's not here, so I would expect him to come in. That's why I asked if we table the motion.